Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Antonio Brown, who I thought was on his best behavior and was trying to kind of keep a low profile, work out, stay in shape, get himself onto an NFL team, hitch his wagon to Tom Brady, follow him to his new destination. Unfortunately for AB, it was on a team flush with wide receivers. Brady picked Tampa. They already have two 1,000-yard receivers, plus a head coach that doesn't like AB because AB burned bridges with Bruce Arians' good friend Ben Roethlisberger. So that has left Antonio Brown, Chris, in some kind of way. And as he often does, he has used Instagram Live as an outlet. Yesterday, he was Instagramming with his millions of followers, and he just decided arbitrarily to start taking shots at other receivers. This time, he didn't target Juju Smith-Schuster. He picked Julio Jones and said, quote, "Tell Julio to look up the stats. I've got more touchdowns than Julio Jones has had in the past 5 years, and I took a year off." Antonio Brown taking a shot at wide receivers for no good reason, Chris. Warning sign, in your opinion, good move, bad move? What do you think?
Warning sign, I don't know. Could be a boredom. Could it be a boredom shot? I feel like Julio is not the type to really fire back, so maybe he just feels like he's picking on a target that's like just too disinterested in public beef, maybe, to make something out of it. Weirdly enough, for something I was doing for Yard Barker yesterday, I was looking up receivers in the last couple of years in terms of cumulative stats, like the last three seasons. It is alarming how few touchdowns Julio Jones actually has.
In the last 5 years, he is 31 and AB is 47.
The dude has 300 catches in his last three seasons, Julio Jones. There are only four wide receivers in the whole league with 300 catches and at least 3,500 yards. He has the fewest. He has 300 on the nose. He only has 17 touchdowns, and yet he has the most yards. He has like 4,500 yards. So the guy's catching tons of explosive passes, and yet none of them go for touchdowns. It's nuts. But I think he's also wired personality-wise where that's probably not going to escalate into anything more. It's going to be AB just like talking trash, and then it's probably going to die in the ether. Because I don't think Julio Jones is... I can't remember a time where I remember reading Julio Jones like chirping at so-and-so or being, you know, beefing with another wide receiver or a cornerback around the league.
AB also seen holding up $60,000 in $100 bills in this video and pretending to talk into a phone of $100 bills.
What, you haven't done that before?
I'm looking at Craig as I say that.
Let he who has not pretended to talk into a stack of money as if it were a phone cast the first stone, in my opinion.
I go back and forth on this. It's one of the things where my opinion, depending on when you catch me, might be different. I'm of the opinion right now that when we get back to playing football, Antonio Brown will be on a team. As of this very second, I think he will be.
Yeah, I still think he will be. I mean, I also think, ominously, that could be a commentary on just how long it takes to get back to playing football. Like, little things he does. Do you know what I mean? Little things he does March 30th that might seem, we laugh and we say, like, oh, that's not a great look, are going to be so long forgotten about, even by, like, the football hardcore intelligentsia, by the time we actually are back to football, that no one's going to care. Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly get that sense that what he's doing with stuff like that is going to qualify as just a hilariously tiny drop in the bucket.
Let me give you a team that I think is worth keeping an eye on for AB, the Eagles. And their history would tell you that they'll do it. They took a shot on Michael Vick. They were the first team that dealt with the blowback from that.
Stood by Riley Cooper for a little while, who was a piece of crap.
They traded for Terrell Owens and took on that situation because they were well aware of his exploits on the field and were willing to kind of make a deal with the devil to get him in the fold. And they went to a Super Bowl, and he had an unbelievable game on a busted leg. And if not for Donovan McNabb throwing up the entire fourth quarter, maybe they beat New England in that Super Bowl. If McNabb has something else for dinner that night and doesn't have an upset stomach, maybe
that... Correct my memory here. Were the Seahawks rumored as a team that was possibly interested in AB?
I think they were. But that's come up with them. Kaepernick, like, Pete Carroll, I think, wants to sell himself as a guy that is a respite and a home for people that need a second chance.
Well, I mean, he wants to sell himself as that. I think it might be easier for him to talk himself into being that for Antonio Brown than it would have been maybe for Kaepernick for, you know, one reason or another. Profile of position, the amount of time that's passed now since AB has really been involved with the
NFL. Here's a question for you. Which player will have more receiving yards in 2020, Antonio Brown or Juju Smith-Schuster?
If I'm going to toe your line that Antonio Brown's going to play, you know what? I'll say he will.
Even with a suspension?
Yeah.
Can AB in 12 games outperform Juju with Ben in 16?
Yes.
Man, that's a tough...
I don't know. You're assuming that Juju's going to be like Ben's number one target.
No, I'm not. When have I been the leader of the Juju band?
Well, okay, so you say Juju with Ben, he might have 900 yards if Deontay Johnson makes the leap.
Yeah, and if it's 900 yards, can AB get there in 12 games or 10 games?
I would presume if you were to look at Antonio Brown through.
Was that your dog,
games,
Rhett? Was that a. What was that?
Yeah, he's trying to get out of the room right now. That was him shaking his neck in his little collar.
Why is he in the room?
He scratched his way into the room. He wanted desperately to get in during the Jeff Capel interview, and I had my mic turned off.
So you thought for the Capel interview, I might as well keep him out, but for the interview that's just Filippone and me, he might as well come in because it doesn't mean as much?
It's not an interview. It's a segment of our show. What, do you feel like you're interviewing me here now that I'm in the
fortress of solitude? I just feel like you thought the dog couldn't. How dare he try to interrupt Capel? But now that that's over, come on in.
He's looking at me with just pleading eyes, like, let me out of this room. This isn't nearly as fun as I thought it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.